Before making dinner for her family on Wednesday, freshman Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger got on the phone and explained her first term in Congress has now been upended. She's got one staff member working full-time now on helping her constituents stuck in countries all across the globe get back home, while another staffer has been tracking constituents stuck on cruise ships. Spanberger says it's been a whirlwind.
Typically, a lot of what we're working on is making sure people understand their veterans benefits and, you know, if they have a declined claim, but certainly not, you know, getting people off of cruise ships that are kind of stuck at sea.
Spanberger's also spearheading a letter from lawmakers meant to pressure the Small Business Administration and Treasury Department to relax their guidelines to the lenders doling out the hundreds of billions of dollars that Congress already approved. Spanberger says flexibility is key, along with pressuring banks to move faster.
When lenders have been prioritizing their existing clients, while that does make sense from a paperwork standpoint, doing so at the exclusion of new borrowers leaves some without any avenue, without any bank willing or able to take them.
Freshman Virginia Republican Denver Riggleman was a military mission planner before coming to Congress. But he says he's never had to learn so much so quickly as he's had to do in the past few weeks.
We started a COVID emergency response team, and I did a town hall the day the phase one stimulus package passed. And so I just got done, I think, with my fourth one today. So we've been trying to do one a week or one every other week to keep everybody informed.
Riggleman says lawmakers like him have now become the go-to place for health questions.
And really, it's amazing to me the amount of questions I've gotten, even on my personal cell, texting and through staff on health concerns and how they actually mitigate those. But also when testing is going to be available, where to go get testing, you know, kind of symptoms they're looking at. And, you know, I'm almost to the point, obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I'm sending them to the right places.
Well, on Thursday, Senate Democrats blocked a new bill intended to infuse another $250 billion into the Treasury Department. Democrats are expected to support it if they get concessions on things like more funding for healthcare workers. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says lawmakers still have more to do.
This is unprecedented. None of our systems have been designed for shutting down an entire economy.
Even fiscal conservatives in the Commonwealth are on board with the more than $2 trillion worth of federal assistance that's already been allocated. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says it's vital, and he supports even more.
Matt, it really is just about signaling that there is going to be a backstop there, that there won't be this uncertainty.
While the immediate crisis is top of their list, Whitman says lawmakers are also trying to help coordinate how cash-strapped employers can keep out-of-work employees on their payrolls, while also helping connect those business owners with the banks whose loans they'll need to ramp up their operations once quarantining has ended.
All those pieces that come together to make sure that we are getting through this, but also making sure that once this outbreak subsides, that we can ramp back up.
While everyone seems to be itching to get the economy churning again, for now, public health officials and elected leaders are united on stemming the tide of this global pandemic. I'm Matt Laszlo.